The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Welcome to the Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us DailyStoic.com. How to make joy. Joy is good. Who doesn't like joy? The question is, where does it come from? Is it an accident or is it something you pursue? The Stoics would say it is neither. To Marcus Aurelius, joy was something you did. It was a process. As he writes, joy for humans lies in human actions. Human actions, kindness to others, contempt for the senses, the interrogation of appearances, observations of nature and events in nature. By contempt and interrogation, he means not being distracted by false pleasures and passions, not making the mistake of thinking that joy is success or money or sex. No, joy is doing good for others. It's a walk along the river, seeing the small fish darting in the shadows. It's watching a horse being brushed down. It's watching the stalks of grain bend under their own weight, as Marcus noted. Joy is being with your children. Joy is reading a well-written book. This is a simpler definition of joy, of course, but that is also good. It means you can make it and have it anytime you like, including this morning, including on the days when you get fired or find out that someone you know has passed away, including the times you're stuck in traffic or on an interminable hold with customer service. Joy lies in human actions, actions you can take right now. I think another way to express this joy would just be that word, stillness. And to me, stillness is the key. That joy is the key to a good life, to happiness, to success, to peace, to stability, to steadiness, even in craziness. And so obviously that's what I talk about in my book, Stillness is the Key, which debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I think it's the best thing I've ever written, and you can check that out anywhere books are sold. Stillness is the key. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.